The emotional edge, discover your inner age, ignite your hidden strengths, and reroute misdirected fear to live your fullest. By Crystal Andrus Morissette. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The emotional edge, discover your inner age, ignite your hidden strengths, and reroute misdirected fear to live your fullest by Crystal Andrus Morissette is a book that explores the power of emotions in our lives. It explains how we can use our emotional intelligence to create positive change in ourselves and others. The book provides readers with tools for understanding their own emotions and those of others, as well as strategies for managing them effectively. It also offers guidance on how to identify and address misdirected fear so that it does not become an obstacle to living life fully. The book begins by introducing the concept of inner age, the age at which we feel most comfortable emotionally, and explaining why it is important to understand this concept in order to live a more fulfilling life. It then examines the different types of emotions, positive, negative, neutral, and how they affect us physically, mentally, spiritually, socially, financially, professionally, and personally. The author discusses ways in which we can recognize when our emotions are out of balance or misdirected. She also provides tips on how to manage these feelings constructively. In addition to exploring emotion management techniques such as mindfulness meditation and journaling exercises designed specifically for emotional healing purposes, the author outlines practical steps for creating healthy relationships with oneself and others based on mutual respect. She emphasizes the importance of self-care practices such as getting enough sleep, eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, engaging in meaningful activities, setting boundaries with people who drain your energy levels, taking time off from work when needed, etc., all while maintaining a sense of joyfulness throughout. Finally, The Emotional Edge encourages readers to take action towards achieving their goals through goal-setting strategies like SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, timely. Throughout, her writing style is conversational yet informative, making it easy for readers from any background or experience level related topics discussed within this book. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Understand your inner age. Your inner age is the age at which you emotionally stopped growing. It is the age at which you experienced a traumatic event or a series of events that caused you to emotionally shut down. Understanding your inner age can help you to identify and address the underlying issues that are preventing you from living your fullest life. Main idea number 2. Identify your emotional triggers. Emotional triggers are the events or situations that cause you to react in a certain way. Identifying your emotional triggers can help you to better understand your reactions and take steps to manage them in a healthier way. Main idea number 3. Develop self-awareness. Self-awareness is the ability to recognize and understand your own emotions and behaviors. Developing self-awareness can help you to better understand yourself and make more informed decisions. Main idea number 4. Learn to manage stress. Stress can have a negative impact on your physical and mental health. Learning to manage stress can help you to reduce its effects and lead a healthier and more balanced life. Main idea number 5. Cultivate self-compassion. Self-compassion is the ability to be kind and understanding towards yourself. Cultivating self-compassion can help you to be more accepting of yourself and your mistakes and to move forward with more confidence. Main idea number 6. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment and focusing on your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Practicing mindfulness can help you to become more aware of your emotions and to better manage them. Main idea number 7. Overcome fear. Fear can be a powerful emotion that can prevent you from living your fullest life. Overcoming fear can help you to take risks and to live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 8. Find your purpose. Finding your purpose can help you to find meaning and direction in your life. It can also help you to stay motivated and to make decisions that are in line with your values. Main idea number 9. Develop healthy habits. Developing healthy habits can help you to lead a healthier and more balanced life. It can also help you to stay focused and to achieve your goals. Main idea number 10. Connect with others. Connecting with others can help you to feel supported and to build meaningful relationships. It can also help you to gain perspective and to learn from others. Main idea number 11. Take care of your body. Taking care of your body can help you to stay healthy and to feel better. It can also help you to have more energy and to be more productive. Main idea number 12. Set boundaries. Setting boundaries can help you to protect your time and energy and to stay focused on your goals. It can also help you to maintain healthy relationships and to avoid burnout. Main idea number 13. Find balance. Finding balance can help you to stay focused and to achieve your goals. It can also help you to stay motivated and to lead a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 14. Let go of the past. Letting go of the past can help you to move forward and to focus on the present. It can also help you to create a better future and to live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 15. Embrace change. Embracing change can help you to stay open to new opportunities and to grow. It can also help you to stay motivated and to make the most of life. Main idea number 16. Live in the moment. Living in the moment can help you to appreciate the present and to make the most of life. It can also help you to stay focused and to stay connected to your values. Main idea number 17. Take time for yourself. Taking time for yourself can help you to relax and to recharge. It can also help you to stay focused and to stay motivated. Main idea number 18. Find joy in the little things. Finding joy in the little things can help you to appreciate the present and to stay positive. It can also help you to stay motivated and to make the most of life. Main idea number 19. Believe in yourself. Believing in yourself can help you to stay focused and to achieve your goals. It can also help you to stay motivated and to live a more fulfilling life. Main idea number 20. Live with intention. Living with intention can help you to stay focused and to make the most of life. It can also help you to stay motivated and to stay connected to your values. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Understanding your inner age can be a powerful tool for personal growth and development. It is the age at which you experienced an event or series of events that caused you to emotionally shut down, and it can help you identify the underlying issues that are preventing you from living your fullest life. By understanding your inner age, you can gain insight into how these experiences have shaped who you are today and how they may be influencing your current behavior. The emotional edge, discover your inner age, ignite your hidden strengths, and reroute misdirected fear to live your fullest by Crystal Andrus Morissette provides readers with practical tools to uncover their inner age. Through self-reflection exercises such as journaling, visualization techniques, meditation practices, and more, readers will learn how to recognize their emotional triggers in order to better understand themselves on a deeper level. By recognizing our own inner ages, we can begin to make conscious decisions about our lives rather than being driven by unconscious patterns of behavior. We can also start taking steps towards healing any unresolved trauma or pain associated with those past experiences so that we can move forward in life without being held back by them. Main idea number 2. Identifying your emotional triggers is an important step in understanding yourself and managing your emotions. It can help you to recognize when certain situations or events are likely to cause a strong reaction so that you can take steps to manage it more effectively. For example, if you know that being around large groups of people makes you anxious, then you can plan ahead for how to cope with this feeling before it becomes overwhelming. You may also be able to identify patterns in the types of situations that trigger particular reactions, such as feeling angry when someone criticizes your work or feeling sad when someone close to you leaves. Once you have identified some of your emotional triggers, it's important to understand why they affect you the way they do. This will help give insight into what underlying issues might be causing these reactions and allow for better management strategies. For instance, if criticism from others causes feelings of anger and insecurity, then exploring why this happens could lead to greater self-awareness and improved coping skills. Finally, once your emotional triggers are identified and understood, there are many ways in which they can be managed more effectively. These include developing healthier coping mechanisms such as mindfulness practices or talking through difficult emotions with a trusted friend, learning how to set boundaries, practicing self-care activities like exercise or journaling, seeking professional help if needed, and engaging in positive activities like spending time outdoors or connecting with loved ones. Main idea number 3. Developing self-awareness is an important part of personal growth and development. It involves understanding your thoughts, feelings, motivations, and behaviors in order to gain insight into yourself. Self-awareness can help you become more aware of how you interact with others and the world around you. It can also help you identify areas where improvement may be needed. Self-awareness requires a willingness to look inward and examine your own beliefs, values, attitudes, emotions, strengths, and weaknesses. This process often involves reflecting on past experiences as well as exploring new ideas or perspectives that challenge existing ones. Through this exploration, it is possible to gain greater clarity about who we are and what we want out of life. By developing self-awareness, one can learn how to better manage their emotions in difficult situations or when faced with challenging decisions. Additionally, it allows us to recognize our triggers so that we can take steps towards avoiding them or managing them more effectively when they arise. Finally, by becoming more aware of ourselves, we are able to make better choices for ourselves, which leads us closer towards achieving our goals. Main idea number 4. Learning to manage stress is an important part of leading a healthy and balanced life. Stress can have a negative impact on both your physical and mental health, so it's important to take steps to reduce its effects. One way to do this is by identifying the sources of your stress and finding ways to address them. This could include talking through problems with friends or family, taking time out for yourself, or seeking professional help if needed. It's also important to practice relaxation techniques such as deep breathing exercises, yoga, meditation, or mindfulness activities. These can help you stay calm in stressful situations and give you the tools you need to cope better with difficult emotions. Additionally, making sure that you get enough sleep each night will help keep your body functioning optimally and reduce the effects of stress. Finally, it's essential that you look after yourself physically by eating well-balanced meals throughout the day and exercising regularly. Exercise releases endorphins, which can boost your mood while helping relieve tension in your muscles, both of which are beneficial when managing stress levels. Main idea number 5. Cultivating self-compassion is an important part of living a full and meaningful life. It involves recognizing our own humanity, understanding that we all make mistakes, and being kind to ourselves when things don't go as planned. Self-compassion can help us to be more accepting of ourselves and our flaws, allowing us to move forward with greater confidence. It also helps us to recognize the importance of taking care of ourselves emotionally and physically in order to live our best lives. Self-compassion requires practice. It's not something that comes naturally for many people. To cultivate self-compassion, start by noticing your thoughts about yourself without judgment or criticism. Acknowledge any negative feelings you have towards yourself without trying to push them away or ignore them. Instead, try talking back kindly to those thoughts. Remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes and no one is perfect. It's also helpful to focus on what you appreciate about yourself rather than dwelling on your shortcomings or failures. Make time for activities that bring joy into your life, such as reading a book, going for a walk in nature, listening to music, or spending time with friends who make you feel good about yourself. Finally, remember that cultivating self-compassion takes time, but it will pay off in the long run if you are patient with yourself throughout the process. Main idea number 6. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for managing emotions and improving overall well-being. It involves being aware of your thoughts, feelings, and physical sensations in the present moment without judgment or attachment. Practicing mindfulness can help you to become more aware of your emotional state and better manage it. By focusing on the here and now, rather than worrying about what has happened in the past or what might happen in the future, you can gain insight into how your emotions are affecting you and make conscious choices about how to respond. When practicing mindfulness, it's important to be gentle with yourself. Acknowledge any negative thoughts that come up without judging them as good or bad, simply observe them as they pass through your mind. You may also find it helpful to focus on something specific, such as your breath or an object around you, while allowing other thoughts to drift away naturally. With regular practice, mindfulness can help reduce stress levels by calming racing thoughts and providing clarity when making decisions. It can also increase self-awareness so that we are better able to recognize our triggers before reacting impulsively out of fear or anger. Main idea number 7. Fear can be a paralyzing emotion that prevents us from taking risks and living our fullest life. To overcome fear, we must first understand what it is and why it exists. Fear is an emotional response to perceived danger or threat, which triggers the body's fight or flight response. It serves as a protective mechanism to keep us safe in dangerous situations. Once we understand the purpose of fear, we can begin to take steps towards overcoming it. We can start by recognizing when fear is holding us back and challenging ourselves to face our fears head-on. This could involve gradually exposing ourselves to fearful situations until they become more manageable, or seeking out support from friends and family who will help encourage us through difficult times. We should also practice self-care techniques such as mindfulness meditation, journaling, exercise, or talking with a therapist if needed. These activities can help reduce stress levels while providing insight into how our thoughts are impacting our emotions and behaviors. Finally, having faith in yourself that you have the strength within you to conquer your fears will go a long way in helping you live your fullest life despite any obstacles that may come your way. Main idea number 8. Finding your purpose can be a life-changing experience. It is an opportunity to discover what truly matters to you and how you want to live your life. When you find your purpose, it gives you clarity on the direction of your life and helps guide decisions that are in line with who you are and what is important to you. It also provides motivation for taking action towards achieving goals that align with this purpose. Having a sense of purpose can help bring meaning into our lives, as well as provide us with a greater sense of fulfillment. Knowing why we do something or why we make certain choices can give us more confidence in ourselves and our abilities. Additionally, having a clear understanding of our values allows us to stay true to them even when faced with difficult decisions. Finding one's purpose requires self-reflection and introspection. It involves looking within oneself for answers about what makes them happy, fulfilled, motivated, etc., so that they may use these insights as guidance for their future actions. This process takes time but ultimately leads to greater self-awareness, which can lead to improved decision-making skills. Main idea number 9. Developing healthy habits is an important part of living a healthier and more balanced life. It can help you to stay focused on your goals, as well as give you the energy and motivation to achieve them. Healthy habits can include anything from eating nutritious meals, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep each night, managing stress levels effectively, and taking time for yourself. Creating healthy habits requires dedication and consistency in order to be successful. Start by setting small, achievable goals that are realistic for your lifestyle. For example, if you want to start exercising more often, then set a goal of going for a walk or jog 3 times per week instead of trying to commit to working out every day right away. Once these smaller goals become routine, it will be easier to add additional activities into your schedule. It's also important not to get discouraged if progress isn't immediate or perfect. Developing healthy habits takes time and effort, but it is worth it in the end. Make sure that you reward yourself when milestones are reached so that you stay motivated throughout the process. Main idea number 10. Connecting with others is an important part of life. It can help us to feel supported, build meaningful relationships, and gain perspective from those around us. When we connect with others, we are able to learn from their experiences and share our own stories in a safe space. We can also find comfort in knowing that someone else understands what we're going through or has gone through something similar. When connecting with others, it's important to be mindful of how you communicate your thoughts and feelings. Being open and honest about your emotions will allow for more meaningful conversations that can lead to deeper connections. Additionally, being respectful of other people's opinions and boundaries will create a safe environment where everyone feels comfortable sharing their story. By taking the time to connect with others on a deeper level, you may discover new insights into yourself as well as the world around you. You may even find strength in knowing that there are people out there who understand what you're going through or have been through something similar. Main idea number 11. Taking care of your body is essential for living a healthy and fulfilling life. Eating nutritious foods, exercising regularly, getting enough sleep, and managing stress are all important components of taking care of your body. Eating a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits and vegetables can help to provide the vitamins and minerals needed for optimal health. Regular exercise helps to keep muscles strong, improve cardiovascular health, reduce stress levels, and boost energy levels. Getting adequate restful sleep helps to restore the body's natural balance so it can function properly during the day. Finally, learning how to manage stress in healthy ways such as through meditation or yoga can help you stay calm in difficult situations. When you take good care of your body by following these guidelines on nutrition, exercise, sleep hygiene and stress management, you will be able to enjoy more energy throughout the day as well as improved mental clarity, which will allow you to make better decisions in life. Taking care of your physical health also has emotional benefits. When we feel physically fit, we tend to have higher self-esteem, which leads us towards greater success in our personal lives. Main idea number 12. Setting boundaries is an important part of self-care and personal growth. It can help you to prioritize your own needs, values, and goals while also respecting the needs of others. By setting clear limits on what you will and won't do or accept from others, you can protect yourself from being taken advantage of or feeling overwhelmed by other people's demands. Boundaries are not just about saying no, they're also about creating healthy relationships with yourself and with those around you. When we set boundaries for ourselves, it helps us to stay focused on our goals without getting distracted by external pressures or expectations. Setting boundaries can also help us to maintain a sense of balance in our lives so that we don't become overburdened or burned out. When establishing boundaries, it's important to be honest with yourself about what works best for you. Consider how much time and energy each task requires, as well as how comfortable you feel taking on certain responsibilities. You may find that some tasks require more effort than others but are worth doing because they bring joy into your life. Conversely, there may be activities that take up too much time without providing any real benefit. By setting appropriate boundaries for yourself, you'll be able to create a healthier lifestyle where your needs come first. This will allow you to focus on achieving your goals while still maintaining meaningful relationships with those around you. Main idea number 13. Finding balance is essential for leading a successful and fulfilling life. It helps us to stay focused on our goals, while also allowing us to enjoy the journey along the way. When we find balance in our lives, it can help us to stay motivated and energized as we work towards achieving our dreams. Balance allows us to take care of ourselves physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually so that we can be at our best. The Emotional Edge by Crystal Andrus Morissette provides readers with practical tools for finding balance in their lives. Through her guidance and insight into emotional intelligence, she encourages readers to explore their inner age, the part of them that holds all of their wisdom, and use it as a tool for creating positive change in their lives. She also teaches how fear can be rerouted from being an obstacle into becoming a source of strength. By learning how to find balance within ourselves through the Emotional Edge's teachings, we are able to create more meaningful relationships with others and lead more fulfilling lives overall. We become better equipped at managing stressors that come up throughout life's journey while still staying true to who we are inside. Main idea number 14. Letting go of the past can be a difficult process, but it is essential for personal growth and development. It means letting go of any negative emotions or experiences that may have been holding you back from living your best life. This could include forgiving yourself for mistakes made in the past, accepting what has happened and learning from it, and moving on with a positive outlook. When we let go of our pasts, we open ourselves up to new possibilities and opportunities that were previously unavailable to us. When we let go of the past, we are able to focus more on the present moment. We can appreciate all that is happening right now without being weighed down by regret or guilt about things that have already happened. We become more mindful and aware of our thoughts and feelings so that we can make better decisions in the future based on what truly matters most to us. Finally, when we let go of our pasts, it allows us to create a brighter future for ourselves. By releasing old patterns or habits which no longer serve us well, we free up space within ourselves for new ideas and goals which will help propel us forward into an even better version of ourselves than before. Main idea number 15. Embracing change can be a difficult but rewarding process. It requires us to step outside of our comfort zone and take risks, which can be intimidating. However, when we embrace change, it opens up new possibilities for growth and development that may have been previously unavailable to us. We become more open-minded and flexible in our thinking, allowing us to explore different paths and find solutions that work best for us. By embracing change, we also learn how to better manage our emotions during times of transition. Instead of feeling overwhelmed or anxious about the unknowns ahead, we can focus on the positive aspects of the situation and use them as motivation to move forward with confidence. This helps us stay focused on what is important while still being able to adapt quickly if needed. Finally, embracing change allows us to live life fully by taking advantage of all opportunities presented before us. We are no longer stuck in one place or limited by fear. Instead, we are free to explore new ideas and experiences without hesitation or worry. Main idea number 16. Living in the moment means being mindful of your thoughts, feelings, and actions. It involves taking time to appreciate what is happening right now and not worrying about the future or dwelling on the past. When you live in the moment, you can focus on what matters most to you and make decisions that are aligned with your values. You can also be more aware of how your emotions affect your behavior so that you can better manage them. Living in the present allows us to savor life's moments, the good ones as well as those that challenge us. We become more conscious of our choices and how they impact our lives. We learn to recognize when we need help from others or ourselves, allowing us to take action instead of feeling helpless or overwhelmed by our circumstances. By living in the moment, we gain a greater understanding of ourselves and our relationships with others. We become more compassionate towards ourselves and those around us because we understand their struggles better than if we were stuck ruminating over past events or worrying about things out of our control. Ultimately, living in the moment helps us create meaningful connections with people while also giving us an opportunity for personal growth. By embracing each day as it comes without fear or regret, we open up possibilities for joyous experiences that will stay with us forever. Main idea number 17. Taking time for yourself is an important part of self-care. It can help you to reduce stress, clear your mind, and gain perspective on life. Taking a few moments each day to focus on yourself can be beneficial in many ways. You may find that it helps you to stay focused and motivated throughout the day. When taking time for yourself, it's important to do something that brings you joy or relaxation. This could include reading a book, going for a walk, listening to music, meditating, or doing yoga. Whatever activity you choose should be something that makes you feel good and allows your mind and body some much-needed rest. It's also important not to overdo it when taking time for yourself. Make sure that whatever activity you choose doesn't become too overwhelming or stressful. If possible, try setting aside specific times during the week where you dedicate some quality me time so that it becomes part of your routine. By making sure that we take regular breaks from our daily lives, we can ensure our mental health remains strong and balanced, which will ultimately lead us towards living our fullest potential. Main idea number 18. Finding joy in the little things can be a powerful tool for improving your life. It can help you to appreciate the present moment and stay positive, even when faced with difficult circumstances. When we focus on the small moments of joy that come our way each day, it helps us to stay motivated and make the most out of life. For example, taking time to savor a delicious meal or watching a beautiful sunset can bring us immense pleasure and gratitude. We often overlook these simple pleasures because we are too busy focusing on what is wrong in our lives instead of what is right. Taking time to recognize and enjoy these small moments of joy will help us cultivate an attitude of appreciation for all that we have been given. This practice also encourages us to take risks and try new things without fear, since we know that there will always be something good waiting for us at the end. By finding joy in the little things, we open ourselves up to more meaningful experiences, which ultimately lead to greater happiness overall. So next time you find yourself feeling down or overwhelmed by life's challenges, take some time out for yourself and look around. Chances are there's something special just waiting for you. Main idea number 19. Believing in yourself is an essential part of living a fulfilling life. It can help you to stay focused on your goals and to remain motivated even when things get tough. When you believe in yourself, it gives you the confidence to take risks and try new things without fear of failure. It also helps you to trust your own judgment and make decisions that are right for you. Having faith in yourself can also give you the strength to overcome obstacles and challenges that come up along the way. You will be able to push through difficult times with greater resilience because of your belief in yourself. This self-belief will also enable you to recognize opportunities when they arise, as well as giving you the courage needed to pursue them. Ultimately, believing in yourself is about trusting that whatever happens, no matter how hard it may seem at first, everything will work out for the best if we keep our focus on our goals and continue striving towards them with determination. Believing in ourselves allows us to live life more fully by embracing all its possibilities. Main idea number 20. Living with intention means taking the time to think about what you want out of life and how you can make it happen. It involves setting goals, making plans, and taking action towards achieving them. It also requires being mindful of your thoughts and feelings in order to stay connected to your values and purpose. Living with intention helps us stay focused on our goals, rather than getting distracted by external influences or other people's opinions. When we live with intention, we are more likely to take responsibility for our lives instead of blaming others or feeling like victims. We become empowered because we know that if something isn't working out as planned, then it's up to us to change it. This allows us to be proactive in creating the life that we want instead of waiting around for things to happen. Living with intention is a powerful way of living because it gives us clarity on what matters most in our lives and keeps us motivated when times get tough. When faced with difficult decisions or challenging situations, having an intentional mindset will help guide us through them so that we can make choices based on our values rather than fear or impulse. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.